At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other, means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stashterms.
Today is why we wear the uniform.
ABC Tuesday, The Rookie returns.
To ensure the safety of all Angelinos.
Try not to mess it up.
I'll do my best.
But don't do your best. Do my best.
And for the first time ever.
This is a global operation.
It's an international sting.
LAPD has agreed to help the FBI track down terrorist targets.
Nothing like a day in the job to remind you how quickly life can change.
Get out of there.
The Rookie, season premiere Tuesday, 10, 9 central on ABC. Next day for Hulu subscribers.
A big win in the Big House. Michigan really just smothers Washington. It was obviously close early. It was 7-7 at half, but Bryce Underwood and the group were able to really turn it on in the second half. Jordan Marshall is becoming one of my favorite players in college football to watch. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback. Blaine Crane, former Western State Colorado wide receiver. And David, we just got to start with you, man. I know obviously you're locked into a lot of it, but you were definitely locked into this one. I tell you what, every week Bryce Underwood makes a throw that just makes me go, wow. But if you're a Michigan fan, how can you not be excited about the youth movement right now and what is coming in the future? Jordan Marshall, redshirt freshman. Justice Haynes, didn't play today, young player. Bryce Underwood, true freshman.
Andrew Marsh.
The future.
Andrew Marsh is a superstar in the making, man.
I'm telling you, man. And another thing, I wouldn't throw the ball to Samaje. What's crazy is Samaje Morgan can't catch, but I believe he's also your punt returner.
But we're throwing him arrow routes in the flat on 4th and 1, but that's a different
thing. Here's the thing. It was wide open. It was wide open, but if you can't catch it, doesn't matter. But having said all that, it's a high-class problem when you win 24-7, and Michigan moves on 5-2 now overall, 3-1 in the Big Ten. And I thought, David, you know, just before you take it over, I think it shows a lot of mental toughness as a football team with the injuries that you saw in this game for Michigan that seemed like was happening every other play and at important positions, including, I think, left tackle, right?
100. I think it was right tackle, but 100% right tackle. And you're starting two tight ends out, and you're already the youngest team in the Big Ten. Who got absolutely bullied a week ago in Los Angeles by USC to respond like this. Guys, this is a very impressive win against an impressive football team. And for the defense, particularly to respond like that and hold Damon Williams, who, Jake, I mean, you agree is one of the most electrifying players in this country, to hold them to 7 points, to turn him over 3 times. Right there. It wasn't pretty early, obviously, but that's how Michigan's going to play a lot of these football games. On the offensive slide, like you said, I mean, Jordan Marshall to step in for Justice Haynes, who I've been saying is a top three running back in the country. Jordan Marshall went for 25 carries, 133 and a touchdown, averaging 5.3 on the ground. Awesome. Like I said, true freshman Andrew Marsh at wide receiver, a great compliment to Donovan McCulley there. That's a dynamic duo. Andrew Marsh is going to be an absolute superstar. And Bryce really developing in the RPO game, I think, is impressive. He's got to put some more touch on the football at times. That's a big discussion in Michigan football circles right now. But what a victory to bounce back mentally for such a young team. Obviously, they play much better in the Big House. They need to figure out a way to package what they were able to do today and to take that on the road with them moving forward in the season.
And Blaine, you look on the Washington side, I mean, you know, Jonah Coleman averaged just over 3 yards a carry. What Michigan was able to do in the front seven to hem him up and really adjust after Damon Williams in that first drive, took off a couple times, hurt him, got that first down. And then in the second half, you know, at some point, I think the first pick he threw, talking about Damon Williams, was on him. The second one, the guy didn't turn around. But Michigan made the plays at the end of the day on defense that gave them short fields. And I mean, you outscored Washington 17-0 in the second half. Yeah. And I feel like you could have played 8 quarters and Washington wouldn't have got to 20.
Well, one thing Wink Martindale definitely knows how to do is adjust. And you definitely saw that after the first drive for Washington. And now look at the Michigan team right now. The big question that comes to my mind is maturity. How mature, how much can you grow up from week in, week out? Because realistically, you look at Michigan's schedule. They're going to probably be favored in every single game they play other than Ohio State. Mm-hmm. It's going – again, we're sitting here probably saying the exact same thing. we said last year when it comes to Ohio State, this is going to come down to this Michigan game. And if Michigan can find a way to beat a good Maryland team, a good Northwestern team, Michigan State, no, Purdue, no, and they grow up week in and week out. And Bryce Underwood, Bryce is the future of Michigan. I think you can see that. Every other drive, this kid, especially when he's out of the pocket, just has an absolute howitzer attached to his shoulder. Michigan, you know, will they be a playoff team at the end of the season? If they keep growing each week, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, well, you look, you can't beat Ohio State next week. You can't beat Ohio State in the next 2 weeks. It's about continuing to grow as a team. So by the time you do play Ohio State, you are playing your best ball, because it's going to take, I don't care what's happened in the past, this, that, or the other, it's going to take a hell of an effort in all three phases to be able to beat Ohio State like it typically does. But you see flashes of this team and you know what they can be. And I think Bryce's legs as well have kind of been underrated. He's starting to kind of figure out not only when to run, but how to run. But on this Washington side, you look at the rest of their schedule, and you know, I ended up having them 10-2, making the playoff. You know, I had them losing to Maryland and beating Michigan. Obviously the opposite of that happened. But you get Illinois at home next. You go to Wisconsin, you get Purdue at home, you go to UCLA, which looks a little different now, and then you get Oregon at home. So I think in a weird way, both of these teams are kind of in similar spots when you look at the schedule and what could end up happening, Cone.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why I was using the phrase litmus test for both of these programs. Yeah. And certainly the season is not over for Washington. And remember, for Michigan, it was a year ago losing at Washington, where things started to unravel there in the middle of the season. And people forget about that a lot, because you go on to beat the Buckeyes and you beat Alabama, and in between all that you signed Bryce Underwood. But that middle stretch there was really rough. So not only is this win for Michigan impressive against Washington, but to do it after bouncing back from a West Coast loss that kind of unraveled them a year ago, that's what's most impressive to me. Again, both your losses are on the road. Oklahoma's a good football team. I think USC's a good football team. The question that Blaine brought up, I think, is accurate. How good is this Michigan team? How mature is this young Michigan team? And can they continue to keep rolling and get better and better? Because if they can improve over the next 4 and 5 weeks, all of a sudden you could have another exciting showdown against the Buckeyes, where you do have a 4-game win streak, and you'll take that psychology into that game as well.
Yeah, and David, I want to stick with you for a second, because you are tapped in, obviously, to what goes on behind the scenes of this Michigan program. You know, not that I think they would have fired Sherrone Moore or anything like that, but just how big is this win for him? And with some of the pressures that were building and were rising kind of around his future and what this team could be.
Well, it is huge. And, you know, it wasn't a pretty week behind the scenes as far as a lot of the messages and the calls that I was getting. And, you know, that's just how it is in college football when you lose games. I think a lot of this goes beyond wins and losses, especially when you don't play inspiring football, when you don't play disciplined football, when you have more talent on the field and you're underproducing based off the talent you have on the field. At that point, the finger does get point to the coaching staff, rightly so. So that, you know, that can be frustrating, but again, all you can do is bounce back in this sort of fashion. Great win for them. The question is, can you keep doing it? Or are you going to be a peaks and valley sort of team, you know, that can only get up when your back's against the wall? That's not the standard at Michigan either. So that's what they got to focus on now in Ann Arbor.
Well, it's going to be fun. It makes it a lot more fun to fix mistakes and continue to try and grow after a win. We're continuing to try and grow almost to 200,000 subs. So make sure, if you're not, you're locked into Crane & Company. We got a lot more live reactions today. Anything else, any add-ons of the Michigan win over Washington, Blaine?
No, man, I'm good.
I'll just say Bredesen and Hausman, two worthy Wolverine captains right there, man.
100%. The real ones step up when it matters the most, and that's why they have the C on their chest and on their jersey and in that locker room. We appreciate you guys. It's going to be a heck of a Saturday, so make sure you're locked into Crane & Company.